Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
On Friday, this is Inaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of turning down, there are some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
Holler, it's that time of evening again where you choose to fly the Her Society airwaves. Hello, Ginny here, riding solo tonight without Natalie. Comedians Bobby Cucumber McCumber and Vic Healy will keep me company for the next hour as they're both about to be initiated to the One and Only project. We take a world-exclusive sneak peek into the new Twilight Breaking Dawn movie where Bella leaves Edward for an L-word favourite. Stay tuned for that one. Plus music on the way from Nadia Ali, My Lady Love, Nicole Scherzinger, and the latest from DJ Havana Brown. You can stream us live at hersocietyonline.com.au or tune into your dial here in Melbourne, Australia, Joy 94.9 FM. It's Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Joy 94.9, Ginny here on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. I'm joined in the studio by two lovely comedians. They're probably the two of the funniest ladies I know. Good evening to Bobby McCumber and Vic Healy.
Hey.
Hi, Ginny. Jeez, it's so great that you guys are joining me. I was left like a loner by Zebu, and you two have just come to my rescue.
Oh. There you go. Good to be here. In good company.
Exactly. I've got some interesting things lined up for you two tonight. We're going to initiate you two in Her Society style to the Onely project.
Oh.
Now, we've got two songs lined up which you're going to unleash your solo career on.
Oh, great.
Vic, you're shaking your head at me in disdain.
I struggle at reading lyrics, but I'll give it a good shot.
Fantastic. How exciting. Now, every week, ladies, we have a letter that comes in to the girls at hersocietyonline.com.au. It could be an issue, you know, something that they want advice on. And this week we got a letter all the way from Abbotsford, which is not too far from the studio, but mm-hmm. I just say all the way because I'm thinking in walking terms. Hello to a completely confused. She's sent this letter in this week.
Dear Ginny and Natalie, first things first, I love listening to your show. You guys are awesome. Now down to business. I really need some practical advice. I have this friend who I thought at first was nothing more than that. We have some of the same friends and are always seeing each other at nearly every gathering we go to. I don't know what it is between us, but there is some connection. Maybe it's just physical, I'm not sure. I know that I don't want a relationship with her, but we just get very comfortable and very flirty around each other. We were both at a friend's party recently and ended up hooking up. It was slightly awkward in the morning, because she told me that this girl she liked was coming over from Europe to spend some time with her to see if things would go further. They're together now and I haven't seen her since, not because I've been trying to avoid her, but just because I've been busy. My friend's girlfriend is going back home soon and I'm a bit worried about seeing her again because I don't want things to be really strained and awkward. But at the same time, I know they will be different. I don't plan on hooking up with her again because she has a girlfriend now. But I'm not exactly sure how it will be being around her again. What would you both do in my position? Please feel free to be brutally honest. From Completely Confused.
Ooh, Completely Confused. We've got three ladies standing by to give you some advice. But we'd love to hear what you think. 0427 JOY 949. Email us on air at joy.org.au or you can tweet us at Her Society Live. Stay tuned. We've got Bella from Twilight, a sneak peek a world exclusive sneak peek into who she's going to leave Edward for in the new movie.
Hi, this is Jill Bennett, and you're listening to Jeannie and Natalie on Her Society.
Her Society on Joy 94.9. Jeannie here flying solo without Natalie, but she'll be joining us at a quarter to ten. But in the meantime, I'm joined by two lovely comedians, Bobby McCumber and Vic Healy. Ladies, I turn to you because someone turned to me for advice. So we've got a completely confused all the way from Abbotsford asking us a little bit of a pickle she's got herself in. She hooked up with a friend of a friend, and the friend of a friend went overseas and hooked up with someone else, and now this poor girl doesn't know where she stands. Bobby, what do you think?
I think we've figured out that we're all completely confused to start off with, but as some advice. So the girl that she likes now has a girlfriend that's gone to Europe, and she still likes her because she's, you know, in the same group of friends.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that odd that a group of girls in, you know, a circle of lesbians have hooked up and they have to face each other. That's just life in the lesbian community. So she's got a girlfriend. I say back off now, I guess.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, it's hard, but I say, yeah, she's got a girlfriend. That's it.
You think it's time to hang up the high heels?
Yeah, look, hook up with one of the other girls in the circle of friends. Make it more awkward. You'll be fine.
Vic, what do you think?
Well, completely confused is a bit confused herself with her feelings, I think.
Yeah.
Because she said she's got a connection with this girl, but she doesn't want a relationship. What does she want? All she's asking us is, how do I behave with this girl the next time I see her? Because we've got that history.
Yeah.
And that's simple. Just play Fonzie. Play it cool. You know? I've just worried that she's just not sure what she wants in that relationship. She's got to ask herself, what does she want first of all? If she wants it, fuck it. The other woman is in
Europe. Yep.
I think that's fair game.
Yep.
0427-JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. We'd love to hear what you think. You know, I think this is quite interesting. Like you said, Bobby, it is quite a common thing in the girls' scene.
Yeah.
You know, you run into your exes at every girls' party there is. You kind of get used to it. But I think you're right, Vic. I think she's just trying to find out where she stands, not only within herself and this relationship, in inverted commas, with this friend, but also, you know, it's a group. You kind of have an identity as a group as well. So when you go out as a group, you know, you got to present a whole jelly thing. Like you all gel well together.
Don't mess with the jelly.
Exactly. Because it wobbles and it wobbles bad.
Oh, it's transparent. It's colourful. It tastes good.
It does. It does. Absolutely. So love to hear what you think. 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. We've got the Onely Project coming up. Bobby McCumber and Vic Healy are going to be baptised to the one and Onely. You girls ready?
Now? Yeah.
Not now, but okay. Eventually.
Of course they are.
The songs we've chosen for you are Paramore's The Only Exception and Roy Orbison's Only the Lonely. So that'll be coming up right after this. Her Society on Joy 94.9, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls, taking you through to 10. Now coming up, we've got Bella revealing for the Twilight Breaking Dawn movie, a world exclusive. She is going to leave Edward for someone else. That is coming up right after the Onely Project, which can only be described as this.
Her Society presents
The Onely Project.
At the age of 11, Natalie went to an international school where her English teacher was
Indian.
She said to her class,
"The way you pronounce the word only is Onely. Not only, it is Onely. Now what is it, class?"
Onely.
Ah.
Are you sure?
Her Society wants you to be the Onely girl in the world.
Join us as we call you around the world in a Onely sing-a-thon.
Replace the word only with Onely.
Ooh,
Onely.
Check out hersocietyonline.com.au for more details. Her Society, Wednesdays 9 to 10 p.m. Onely on Joy 94.9.
Bobby McCumber, you are summoned to the Onely Project. Okay. What's the song you're going to be onelifying for?
Onely the Only.
Onely the Lonely.
Oh, damn. Sorry, I was getting excited. Onely the Lonely.
All right, let's hit us with...
Dum, dum, dum.
Onely.
Onely. Onely.
Lonely. Oh, Lonely.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Wanley Project.
Good to be a part of it. It was fun.
Now, what was your experience of the Wanley Project? Is it quite hard?
It is. I'd been practicing for the last half hour. You wouldn't be able to tell, but I was. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the Wanley Project.
Thank you very much.
Vic Healy's Wanley Project, which is Paramore's song The Only Exception, is coming up. Joy 94.9 Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. We just witnessed Bobby McCumber being inducted into the Wanley Project Hall of Fame. Now, Vic, how are you feeling after witnessing Bobby's induction?
Scared.
Now, you've got a song, Paramore's Only Exception, and your task is to change all the words that say only into Wanley.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
Here we go. And my mama swore that she would never let herself forget. And that was the day that I promised I'd never sing of love if it does not exist. But darling, Wanley! 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 Wanley!
Come on, let's join in. All right.
All right.
Wanley!
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 Vic Healy, welcome to the Wanley Project Hall of Fame. Hilarious stuff. Now, how did you find that? Was that easy for you to do that accent while trying to think you had to change the word?
That was probably the most difficult thing I've ever done. I've never heard that song before. Put on the accent without sounding racist. You know, it's all very big, juggling many balls there.
Absolutely. But you guys did a very good job. I'm very proud of you both. And you are both now officially in the Wanley Project Hall of Fame.
Woo-hoo.
Fantastic stuff. Yeah. Now, we've got an exciting announcement to make about the new Twilight movie, Breaking Dawn, which is coming out in November. Turns out Bella is actually not going to get married to Edward and have a baby. Sorry for any spoilers, but...
Oh, my God.
She's actually going to be announcing that she's going to be with someone else.
Ooh.
It's an L-word star. If you can guess who it is, 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Who do you think Bella is going to leave Edward for? Because we've got Bella announcing it on Her Society in a few minutes' time. Joy 94.9, a new one there from Kylie. Put your hands up. It's a Bimbo Jones radio edit on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. We'd love to hear from you out there. We've had a message in from Jane M. Good evening to you. And a couple of messages in from Anonymous, who was very vocal there but didn't actually leave a name. So if you text in, we can say hello to you live on air. Hello to Grant from Gordon, who's listening in. He's been a very loyal follower of our show. So hello, Grant. But we'd love to hear from you, 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Don't forget to include your name because we want to say hello to you personally. Stay tuned. Bella is about to announce the L-word character she is going to turn for. It's going to be very interesting stuff. A lot of Edward Cullen fans are going to be heartbroken, but I think a lot of Edward Cullen fans are going to be happy too because they can finally get rid of Bella. Stay tuned. Her Society on Joy 94.9. Tune in via hersocietyonline.com.au. Joy 94.9, Her Society with Ginny, flying solo without Natalie, but she'll be joining us a little bit later on from Sydney. Hersocietyonline.com.au. Tune in live or on your dial right here in Melbourne on Joy 94.9. Now, it's the twist in the Twilight saga that is going to leave women all around the world in a state of probably bliss, actually. The hetero girls are going to be screaming with delight that Edward Cullen is free from Bella, and the girls who love girls will love the fact that Bella is about to turn for an L-word favourite. It's a world exclusive here on Her Society. We're going to find out exactly who Bella Swan is going to turn for in this saga that we call Twilight. It's going to be very interesting. We've got Bella Swan here. We've got Edward Cullen here as well. And we also have the L-word favourite. So let's start off with what's going to happen.
Edward, I have to tell you something. Something big. Are you aware that this could be a heavy conversation?
No.
Look, you remember how you hooked up with Jacob a couple of months ago? Remember? Remember how it was like a life-altering night for you? Well, I had the same experience last night with a woman who's changed my life, Edward. Jennifer Beals. My God, if you could only meet her.
All the consequences of the choice you're making. I've lived through it.
Yeah, I know you have. I know you're gonna feel this, but I have to go. I have to see, I have to explore that part of my sexuality. I mean, who do you think you are?
I'm Edward Cullen.
Yes, you're Edward Cullen. You should support me in my decisions, Edward. And my decision is for me to go. What are you doing this? Why are you doing this to me, Edward? Why do you torture me like this?
Just for the sake of never having to lose you.
Goodbye, Edward. Jennifer, it was horrible.
Girl, I know it was, but y'all got to do what y'all got to do.
I'm so glad I'm here with you. It makes it easier.
Oh, girl, you look so fine right now. So fine. I would tap that. I would tap that.
Just hold me. Hold me, Jennifer.
Okay, I'll hold you, and then I'm gonna tap that.
Okay. Treat me gentle. I'm new to this, you know? I've only had strong, cold men before.
Oh, I'm a strong woman. Okay, I'm going to be stronger than all those men, and I'm going to treat you nicely, girl.
Do it. Just hold me. Hold me and take me in your arms.
Okay, Bella, I'm going to tell you, can you just shut up for 1 minute so we can get this on? Okay, breathe.
Oh, give it up for Bobby McGovern and Vic Healy playing Bella and Jennifer Beals. I didn't know Jennifer Beals had like an African American.
I know. I couldn't do a basic American. I had to go for the African American. She's African American.
Well, she's part African American.
Part.
So yeah, you guys did really well. So there you go, your world exclusive right there for Twilight's Breaking Dawn out in November. Bella's actually not marrying Edward, she's turning for Jennifer Beals.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
that. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.